This morning we are celebrating baptism, and we're celebrating the last day of the Christian year, Christ the King Sunday. And today, Annabella and Alexis and Ashley and Alexa will all become members of the Christian family universally, as I mentioned earlier. And they're coming into the Christian church, the church that we understand was formed in response to the ministry of Jesus so many years ago. And our church has often had many frameworks of belief. And today we live in a time when the ancient framework of belief is giving way to something that's more profound and deeper. We're moving away from the idea that we almost grew up with in our culture in Canada of heaven being some altered place away from here, and that the earth is here and we're in it and hell is down below us somewhere. And we know that that old framework really was not the original framework of the Christian church. That was a framework that really became current around the year 1000 and was solidified by John Milton, the fallen angel, and a lot of other cultural things which we almost thought were scriptural. The ancient church did not have a sense of heaven being somewhere else. There was people in it in the ancient world that thought of heaven being up above the clouds. But if you really clearly and carefully read the scripture, you'll see that St. Paul and St. John and St. Matthew and St. Mark and a lot of other early Christian writers saw that heaven was an altered place in our midst. That when a person joined the Christian family through baptism, they came to heaven. That heaven is the moment you're baptized. So we are to be people of heaven right now. And our four new candidates are joining us in the heavenly kingdom right now. Heaven is not some other place. Heaven is here, where we are to be heavenly, treat each other in a heavenly way, with respect, kindness, love, forgiveness, reconciliation, truth, love, honesty, all of it now. Now that's very different than what we often hear in our world. You know, you hear such things as a comic, I've forgotten his name now, but the devil made me do it. We hear all these other things that we're going to go to heaven where streets are paved with gold. Even the people who are true Muslim, the people who follow the Prophet, don't believe in an altered heavenly place. It's a spurge in their own community where these bombers that are going and blowing up people and themselves are thinking that they're setting themselves up to go to heaven by sacrifice. That's not true Islamic theology. I checked into it. I made sure of what my facts are. It's a popular misconception in our culture and in theirs. We have to start seeing ourselves that we are to be heavenly now. That's why so many people who have that misconception say, well, there is no heaven. There is no God. If there was God, why would God allow the blowing up of people at Hiroshima, the wars, the killing of the Jews? That was a misconception. And it started to die. That old popular belief of the three-part universe of God, excuse me, started to die during World War II and has steadily eroded since. That's one of the reasons that a lot of people, excuse me, have left the church community and said, I'm spiritual, but not religious. I can't handle the religion. I am spiritual, I know there's God, but I can't handle the other. And so there is a movement to help people understand that heaven is now. That earth is what we see every day around us. That how things are done. Lying, cheating, withholding truth. Thank you. I'm being given a glass of water for those listening. Yeah, I assure you it's not gin. Lying and cheating is the way of the world. But the way of heaven is to treat each other with respect, with honesty, care, and love. So when we pray the Lord's Prayer, I want us to start reimagining how we understand. When we say, Our Father in heaven, God is here in us. In each of us lives God. And God lives also in the midst of us, within each other. We are to be a godly people, living in a godly way. And when we're doing that, we are in heaven. Sometimes we will slip out of heaven by our actions. And then we are called to come back to heaven. And that's why we are repenting of our sins. And we know through Jesus that we are not banished forever to be in earth or below the earth, but that we are called back into the heavenly kingdom through the saving act of Jesus Christ. We are of the earth, and the earth is sacred. It's not dirty. Soil is not dirty. Soil is a medium of life. That's why the earth is so important to us as Christians, and its care and its longevity, because it is the beginning of our home. But we have to start seeing things in a new way. There are people saying, oh, look, don't worry about climate change. When the world burns up, God is going to come in and rescue his people. He's going to lift them up and take them away to another altered place. That's crazy thinking. You might be able to put some support with it by taking a fractured Bible reading approach. Take a verse here and a verse there. But that's not real. It's not real. That's not what happens. This is our only planet. God is our God and God loves us, but God lives within us and asks us to do divine things. We are called to be godly in our daily actions, in our communication with each other, and in our actions towards each other, our enemies, and the planet. We are called to be holistic in our thinking. The other views are very childlike and give an imagery of mythology that is not a real thing. It's okay to have the mythology to help us start to understand of God calling us to a place that's different than the world around us. But we have to move beyond just getting stuck there. We're no longer in kindergarten. A couple of us might be. But by and large, we have to start seeing the world and our faith as adults and living in a real way in the year 2015. And so the call that I make today is let's see God in a real way. That God is really alive and really in us. In each of us. Each of us are called to be godly. Each of us has God within us. And that when we are working together, God is in our midst. And we are to be a heavenly kingdom here now. The church is to be heaven. And so when we find ourselves wanting to get almost childlike and start to give shots back and forth about this, that, and the other thing, I want you to pause and say, is this really what a heavenly person should be doing? Am I really living as a citizen of heaven now? Now, is there a spiritual afterlife? I think there is. But it's not streets paved with gold. It's not a tangible place. But heaven starts now. And we're called to make our heaven now. Our spirit lives on after this life. It lives on in a mystical way that we can't really quantify. The ancients guessed at it. We guess at it. But the reality is we are called to be heavenly people now. So the standing for to heaven eventually, the group who's with us today, eventually is now. We have to treat each other now as heavenly people. It is a challenge. It's a different way of seeing things. But if we start to see things this way, when somebody comes to you and says, "Ah, I just don't believe in God anymore. Look at this, that, and the other thing. If there's God, God would have come in and zapped them all and we've been fine." Well, that understanding eventually leads to people abandoning faith. And I want the children of these children who are being baptized today to have a healthy faith. I want your grandchildren and great-grandchildren to have a healthy faith. A faith that is based in a reality. A faith that is based in the understanding that we are called to be a different community of inclusion, of love, of where we process one another as members of the body of Christ. May God bless the candidates this day. May God bless us all. And as we receive the sacrament, let us be reminded that we are receiving the food of heaven and the food of heaven now. Amen. I now invite all the candidates and their supporters to come forward for baptism, and we'll make a circle around the font.